It's Tuesday, the 12th of May. Funny kind of morning. More cloud than sky. Sun struggling hard. Fast moving clouds sweeping southeast. Strong winds. On the positive side, it's dry. Gonna have birdsong. And my bridal wreath shrub is by Rhea. It's flowering beautifully. It's not in full bloom yet, but I'm about 80%. Beautiful. Love those little stems of white. So I slept well last night. Sleeping pretty good actually. In fact, the past couple of mornings I've woken maybe, I don't know, before 7, you know, 22, quarter to, things like that. This inbuilt clock giving me that pre-alarm that it'll soon be time to get up. So I just lie there and hopefully doze off again. Just that time of the year where the evening in our north facing bedroom window it's bright enough even with fairly overcast skies to let the body know. I do love when the summer's here proper and you've got that eagerness, keenness to get out of bed. Get up, get out. I just had that wonderful mental picture that we'll all have probably when you're a young kid. Not only do you jump out of the covers, but you jump up and down on top of the bed before you spring off that trampoline onto the bedroom floor and full of beans. You don't realise when you're a kid just how good your life is. Okay, the kid's not got good lives, I know. But in general, when you're a kid, wow. That's a lovely sound there, eh? Off to my right, an oyster catcher. Yes, an oyster catcher. Slap bang in the middle of central Scotland. Do love that sound, but it's synonymous with being on the shore somewhere as they sweep across the skim, the water. And wee flocks and create that sound, and it's magical, especially if it's a beautiful evening and you get that reverberation across the water. But yes, we have oyster catchers here. Madness, eating worms. had a fallout with Mary yesterday afternoon. All over companies and phone calls and paperwork. And the reason I'm mentioning this is it upsets you, you know, it upsets me for the rest of the day, evening. When that happens, just because in general, okay, we've had many an argument in our life, but in general, over the past good number of years, a few, very few and far between, just tend to get along okay. But yesterday, circumstances boiled up, I guess. I could say it wasn't her fault. She might say it wasn't my fault. It doesn't matter. It was a bit of a stushy, as we say. But I think in her part it was just frustration over companies not sending out relative paperwork and me having to phone when she should phone, but they won't talk to her because it's my name on the paper and I'm on the phone and Mary's giving me shoving paperwork in my face, and I didn't dismiss her. I kind of said, look, just leave it there till I get this fixed. And well, that was it, you know. The blue touch paper was lit. Oh, we're okay now. Oh, we're okay. Yeah. It was a bit of a silence for a few hours last night. As you do. But we're fine. Absolutely fine. I think we're going up and up now. Now to get over it pretty quickly, but I just understand the circumstances. But all I'm trying to say is that it upsets me when we do have a fallout. Kind of gets to me, yeah. I had that lingered into this morning. I've not been in a very good mood this morning. The sun is just about to burst through. But I guess looking at those high flying and high speed clouds, it'll get a little blast before it's covered up again. Still, the skies appear to be breaking up. That would be nice if they did, actually. Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know why this just came into my head, but that song, for whatever reason, just popped into my head. I think it's a kind of Caribbean kind of song, way, way back. I can't sing. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, what was it? Get an ugly woman or someone to marry you. You want to be happy for the rest of your life. I can't remember the words, but why the song popped into my head. Maybe because I was thinking about that wee bit of strife yesterday. I'm sure a certain nowhere lass will know what that song is all about. And who sang it. Now it's ringing in my head. I won't be able to shake this off now.